The shame caused by my legal battles here cut like a knife on the political and social body of Barbados. The words of former government minister Donville Innes speaking in a New York court 2 days ago when he was sentenced to 2 years in prison for a money laundering conviction in January for bribery payments from the Insurance Corporation of Barbados Limited while serving as a minister of the Crown. He offered a public apology to Barbados, what he described as the pain, suffering, and embarrassment caused because of his legal battles, noting the importance of citizens having faith in their institutions, systems, and politicians. This case and its outcome are having a profound impact on many in this country. Andy Armstrong is chairman of Integrity Group Barbados, and we want to hear from you, Mr. Armstrong, first of all. How much of a blow is this to Barbados's image, in your view?
I'd start by saying I have some sympathy personally for Donville Innes. I interacted with him a fair bit in his capacity as a minister. I always found him very likable and approachable. And I thought he was one of the more dynamic ministers in the last administration and actually did a good job in both the ministries of health and commerce. Having said that, it's very saddening that he's been convicted of money laundering. And I think that's really bad for Barbados. But I think what personally and from the group's point of view is even more embarrassing is that it took the USA to convict someone in Barbados of corruption. And Minister Innes actually made the comment that it's ironic that he was the first person in over 80 years to be convicted with reference to the 1929 Prevention of Corruption Act in Barbados, which, you know, we and others have said that act needs updating, but the US government was able to reference that act in securing a conviction. So I think Barbados, we tend to get a little caught up in that we need better laws and more laws and stronger laws. And yes, we certainly do need that. But we also need stronger prosecution. If you have a weak law and a strong prosecutor, that is much better than having a strong law and a weak prosecutor. So that would be the assertion, is why did it take the USA to convict someone in Barbados of corruption? And why, even up to now, has there been no apparent attempt to charge anyone in Barbados with corruption?
Mr. Armstrong observes that in the past, it wasn't unusual to have businessmen from abroad say that they were approached what he described as financial considerations by local officials. But he's not heard of this recently, he says. However, he adds that the slow pace of the courts remains a deterrent to doing business here. How much urgency would you say it adds to the need for the House and the Senate to pass the Integrity and Public Life Bill, which was knocked down by the senators last August?
Yes, I think it should strengthen the case that we should pass that legislation. If you remember, one of the issues, not the only one, was the fact that judges would be excluded from that legislation. The Integrity Group has gone on record as saying that we believe judges should be captured by that legislation. We had also said that, you know, if there's too much opposition within the House to having judges captured, it would be very regrettable. But it is also better to have a bill than no bill at all. Also coming on from that, the Attorney General has been trying to set up an anti-corruption unit, because he recognizes that the Barbados police force does not have the skills to root out corruption. And so there was to be a special anti-corruption unit. Originally, it was to be set up in December 2019. But then for a variety of reasons, the main one being COVID, that's been pushed back. It was to be set up in December 2020. Again, because of COVID, it's been pushed back. And there is a fear that because of legitimate things, and COVID is a huge situation, but because of that, the funds are not being found for the anti-corruption unit. And we would certainly make the call to prioritize that anti-corruption unit, because, as I said earlier, the laws are important, but the prosecution under those laws is even more important.
Andy Armstrong, chairman of Integrity Group Barbados. You heard him on Satyricon's Early Business.